Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Your problems into joy. This week we'll be talking about the power of your self-image, an issue that's perhaps more important than we realize, because how you see yourself can either limit the expression of your essence or can support you in expressing what in ancient Chinese was called your original nature, the essence of who you truly are. The Taoists of ancient China, who influenced the development of the five-element system of acupuncture, had a profound understanding of human nature and what separates us from our true nature and from all that is truly nourishing in life. As a five-element acupuncture practitioner for many years, I have a great love of making the wisdom of this ancient system of medicine available and practical so that anyone can apply its healing principles for their own life changes. So this week, we'll be looking at the five elements of Chinese acupuncture and seeing their relationship to our self-image in a way that limits us or helps us express the power of our original nature, the spirit or essence of who we are. And you'll notice a few weeks ago we were talking about the chakras, and now this week we're talking about the five elements, and these are the two great energy systems on our planet, and they've both been around for probably over 5,000 years, and they're still going strong today. For those of you who may be listening for the first time and may be new to Living in Tune, I'm the founder and developer of the Resonance Repatterning System, which this show is all about. Resonance Repatterning transforms the unconscious patterns you resonate with that create disharmony in your field of pulsing energies. And of course, resonance is when you're in tune with something. So if you're in tune with unconscious patterns that are negative, then you're going to see negativity in your life. But as you change your resonance with these unconscious ways of seeing yourself and your world, you'll find that it benefits your physical health, how you relate to others, how you respond to every life happening, and you may even observe your personality expression beginning to change in positive ways. You can learn how to do resonance repatterning on yourself and others from our institute teachers. In seminars, you learn the details of what resonance is and the tool for accessing your unconscious mind and your energy field in a way that anyone can learn. You also discover the joy of changing old patterns for yourself and others. Starting this July, I will be teaching the complete program, every seminar from right from the beginning to the end, in 6 intensives over a 15-month period. So if you're interested in reaching for your potential as a body, mind, spirit being, if you feel called to the cause of good in the lives of others as well as your own, if you want to learn a system that integrates spirit, mind, emotions, and body in a way that is profound yet practical to learn, you're welcome to check our Resonance Repatterning seminars and my complete diploma training program on our website, resonancerepatterning.net. If you have questions about my program, which I only teach once a year in the USA, you're welcome to call teacher and organizer Ardis Osborne at 480-481-9023. She'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. You can also find her phone number on our website under descriptions of the diploma training program. And by the way, we've extended the early bird discount for registration into the complete program until June the 21st. And Artis's phone number again is 480-481-9023. Every week on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, I talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to resonance repatterning. After sharing the theme of the week, I'll be doing a special inner nature repatterning, which you're welcome to proxy into. As we're all holographically connected, it means that whatever is beneficial for you from this session can be part of your own self-healing. You know, in New Physics, they're saying the whole universe is a web of interconnected relationships through energy. So we really are all one, influencing and being influenced, for better or for worse. Proxying into a session allows you to receive benefit from the parts of the session that are appropriate for you. So you just put that intention out that if this is beneficial for you, you're proxied into it. So relax and enjoy this week's show on the power of your self-image to limit or express your inner nature of who you truly are. I think I'll start with a story, a wonderful story. A friend once related her experience in Bosnia, where many years ago she was involved in a project helping to bring 10,000 children out of that war-torn country. Mother Teresa was also involved in the project. The children were brought to the waiting trucks and amidst grave danger were taken to safety. One day before dawn, when my friend was standing by one of the trucks waiting for the children, she saw Mother Teresa. Because she had a longing to be on the front line, actually going into the danger areas to collect the children and bring them to the waiting trucks, she asked Mother Teresa, "Why is it that I'm never on the roster to go in and collect the children?" Mother Teresa pointed to the truck mirror and replied, "Look at your face. What do you see?" My friend replied, "I see sadness." Mother Teresa nodded and spoke words that changed my friend's life. She said, "You're not a gift to these children. They are a gift to you, to teach you how to love. They don't need your sadness. They need to know that what they've gone through is over. They need your joy and your love, and that's why you're not on the roster." Whew, talk about honesty. And amazing, her insight that Mother Teresa had. So what we're seeing here is that my friend's sadness was part of her image of herself. It was limiting the expression of her inner nature, what the ancient Chinese call our original nature. Her sadness distanced her from the joy and love of her inner nature. Mother Teresa saw that her self-image needed to come into alignment. Excuse me, I'm going to cough here. That she saw that her self-image needed to come into alignment with what she truly wanted. And she challenged my friend to reconnect to her true original nature of love and joy. So what did Socrates say thousands of years ago? Know thyself. Knowing ourselves is to know by experience the highly vibrating frequencies of light and primal sound of our own inner nature, our spirit, which is a ray of divine love. Distancing ourselves from our inner or original nature leads to pain and illness and failure too. Connecting to our inner nature leads to well-being on all levels and a sense of personal success, no matter how the world judges what we've achieved. So how you see yourself is reflected in every aspect of your life. Successful people see themselves as successful. Athletes who see the perfect run, the perfect jump, or the perfect swing break more records than those who simply work out. Healthy people who see themselves as healthy are generally more healthy than those who see themselves as sick. Similarly, people who aren't successful see themselves as failing. We may not be conscious of seeing ourselves as failing, but we can hear it in the words we use, the attitudes and beliefs we reflect, and in the blame we often ascribe to someone or something else for our failure. Spouse, lack of money, the economy, or someone we work with or for. Any feeling of lack is probably telling us that we need the inner nature repatterning. Like Mother Teresa, this repatterning challenges us to rediscover our inner nature that is connected to the field of infinite possibilities, and it shows us what happens when we distance ourselves from our inner nature. A good example of what happens when we distance ourselves from our inner nature involved a marathon runner. He went to a resonance repatterning practitioner for a session because no matter how much he trained and how good he was, he always came in second. The session identified that he resonated, he was in tune with something his father had said to him as a child. The father said, "You're good, but you'll never be the best." The child's frequencies became synchronized with the frequencies of his father's belief. In other words, he resonated with his father's belief. A belief is nothing more than a thought we take to be true. A belief is not a thought that is true, but one that we take to be true. The child doesn't know this. Frequencies that are in sync become amplified. So the marathon runners' frequencies were amplified for "you'll never be the best." This negative resonance distanced him from his inner nature. It distanced him from living his best, because our inner nature wants us to live our best. And his best was capable of coming in first. Now, his inner nature might have said, "your best is to come in second," but that wasn't the case. His inner nature knew that he was capable of coming in first. So our inner nature always knows what we're capable of and supports the growth of that seed. But the marathon runner's resonance with his father's belief held him back. After a couple of sessions, he phoned his practitioner after winning his first race. So all these races he'd run, he'd always come in second. Finally, he came in first. In radio show number 9, The Mystery of Your Power, Access It, Live It, we talked about how everything we do, say, think, and feel either amplifies our field of light or diminishes it. And the attitudes we have about ourselves and others' attitudes that we take on board and resonate with all become the bundle of our self-image. Is our self-image full of light, or is it a little dim? That's the question. In addition, the attitudes we have about others also become part of our self-image, as we'll see. Sometimes we forget that any negative thoughts and words about someone else are also thoughts that we ourselves resonate with. If you resonate with hating someone, in resonance repatterning, we can easily demonstrate that you also resonate with hating yourself. It's a bit scary. It's like the well-known saying, "what goes around comes around." What we send to others, we're also sending to ourselves. There is no judgment here, just a possibility for some repatterning so we can stay connected to our own inner nature and send out in sync, harmonious frequencies that uplift and empower others to amplify the light of who they truly are. And, of course, as we send those out, they come around and it amplifies our light field. And we are strengthened by the very positive thoughts that we send out. So our inner nature then connects us to the field of infinite possibilities. When we stay connected to our inner nature, our field of light, our positive attitude, always works well for us and others and supports everyone in the expression of their inner nature, their essence or spirit. I always remember a newspaper article about a black woman who had adopted 3 brain-damaged children. The teachers were mystified because in spite of their brain damage, the 3 boys were maintaining their grades and able to keep up with their group. When they asked the boy's mother how this was possible, she said, "oh, I say, you're smart, that's very intelligent, you're bright." So that's what they know to be. This woman resonated with her sons being bright rather than handicapped by brain damage, and the boys clearly resonated with a self-image of being bright and smart. Their inner nature, undisturbed by depleting beliefs about brain damage, maintained its connection to the field of infinite possibilities, and they attracted to themselves what they resonated with from that field. We'll take a little break, and we'll continue in a few moments. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances
that you take. Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Learn to
fly. You are the teacher. Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the 7th Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, hosted by Reiki Master Phyllis Lei Forimoto, brings to the Seventh Wave Network this worldwide human art form. Join Phyllis every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time as she shares her experiences from around the globe and helps you to understand the effects of living in conscious relationship with the energy of Reiki. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
It's very powerful, isn't it, that we can maintain our connection to the field of infinite possibilities so we attract to ourselves what we resonate with from that field. Of course, that can work for us and it can work against us, depending on our thoughts. As a man thinketh, so is his life. So the big question then is, what do we think about ourselves, consciously and unconsciously? And how are our thoughts defining our self-image and the life we're creating for ourselves? Also, how are others thinking about us? And and do we take their beliefs on board as part of our self-image and our life, the way the marathon runner did? Some time ago in Britain, there was a well-known talent competition. People came from all over the country to try their luck and be discovered. Among hundreds of others, a young man came onto the stage. He was overweight, had a broken tooth, and he worked as a mobile phone salesman from Wales. When the judges asked him what he wanted to do, he said he wanted to sing opera. The judges were clearly cool in their response, a tone of disinterest and perhaps even cynicism in their voice. This was clearly somebody who had not, he was not classically trained, he was probably not very educated. And then Paul Potts, this young man, overweight with a cracked, broken tooth, began to sing. This was the beginning of his career as an opera singer. One of the judges later commented that whenever she hears him sing, she weeps. Here was a man who was in touch with his passion, who was in touch with his inner nature, his essence, and had no debilitating self-image that stopped the flow of that life force in his singing. So our inner nature has that quality about of being passionate about what we do and what we believe in and what we want to accomplish in our life. And the more we're connected to our essence, the more passionate we are. Whether it's Mozart passionate about composing music, or a writer or a singer or an artist or someone who's passionate about being a mother, it doesn't matter what it is. There's a sense of passion in what you do in this life. So for Paul Potts, singing was an expression of his inner nature and brought him to life, and it brought others to life as well. He didn't allow others' judgments of him, his appearance, or his work to hold him back and disconnect him from his inner nature. So the image we have of ourselves is what we attract and live. Our physical body reflects the thoughts we have about ourselves, and it reflects the visual image these thoughts conjure up. So remember, athletes imagining themselves doing the perfect swing break the records. Same thing for us with our self-image. We actually have a visual image that relates to our thoughts. The thoughts and images we have about ourselves are based on our responses to, our beliefs about, and interpretations of our past experiences, our memories. One of the major ways we distance from our inner nature is through fear and self-doubt. We're afraid of how others judge us. Judgments cut you off from seeing someone's inner nature of power. When we are judged, we unconsciously decide that to be seen, to be accepted, to be loved, I must improve my outer image, even at the cost of distancing from my inner nature. The trouble is, no matter what artificial improvements we make to our appearance, the problem of disconnect from our inner nature and the field of infinite possibilities simply amplifies our problem rather than solving it. Disconnected from our inner nature, we go into self-doubt. Doubt about our looks and appearance, doubt about our capabilities and talents, doubt about our ability to be successful in what we do, doubt about our potential to have loving, growing relationships. And how can we have what we want if we are resonating with self-doubt? So in the inner nature repatterning, we'll be working with all these aspects. And in addition, we'll be working with the five elements of ancient Chinese acupuncture. These elements, wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, are like a universal map of frequencies. Everything in the creation is associated with one of these elements, whether it's one of the five seasons, the five climates, plants, emotions, organs of the body, ways of thinking. Everything is reflected in the five elements. So if there is any problem, any disharmony, sickness, pain, depression, we look to the five elements and we can use them for self-healing. And self-healing always involves reconnecting to our inner nature. So in today's session, we're going to focus on what we're passionate about in our life and how our negative self-image gets in our way. We'll see how disharmony in our five elements ties into our negative self-image. And as we bring our five elements back into balance and harmony, we'll see our potential for living in alignment with our inner nature and the self-healing this brings us. And also, of course, it allows us to connect to the field of infinite possibilities and draw from that great field what we resonate with to support the growth of our potential in this life. Wonderful. So I think we've got a caller here. And Mary Ann, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. So Mary Ann, have you ever experienced resonance repatterning before?
No, I haven't.
Aha, so you're a wonderful new person.
Thank you.
Good, so you've never had a session and you've never had a seminar. Well, that's wonderful. So that's good, Marianne, because what I'll do, feel very welcome to ask any question you want, because the questions you ask, probably people, our listeners, will be very grateful because it'll be answering their questions as well. So if there's anything you're not sure about, just ask me and I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you.
So the first thing then is that I will be using my what's called muscle checking to find out what you need, what you don't need, and so on.
Okay.
And muscle checking is simply the on-off response of the muscle. You can use any muscle in the body, a foot, a leg, an elbow, a finger muscle, an arm muscle, because every muscle is either strong and on, or it relaxes and goes off. And we, in applied kinesiology, we can use this on-off binary response of every muscle. We're either strong and doing work with our muscles, or we're relaxed, not doing work. And we can use this to access our autonomic nervous system, which runs the whole unconscious system and knows what we need for our survival and health and well-being. And the autonomic nervous system is also connected to the field, the energy field. So everything is energy. The physical body is energy. The emotions are energy. Thoughts are energy. And the autonomic nervous system, this highly vibrating system, is absolutely connected to our energy responses that come from our thoughts, emotions, and our body.
Okay.
So I'll be using then this on-off of my finger muscle to find out what you need.
Great.
Okay, terrific. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So we need to identify what Marianne is passionate about. Yes, so you remember, when we're connected to our inner nature, we have a sense of passion for what we do in life or what we want to achieve in this life. So is there something that you really want to be successful at or you want to achieve in this life or you feel passionate about?
You know, there's several things, but I tend to think that in this day and age that if I could do anything, it would be to help people to get back that childlike quality of just having wonder and awe and to see the beauty that is around, to take that time and just connect with each other and with, I know it sounds really...
No, it sounds beautiful.
Well, I just, a friend of mine, we call ourselves the fairy godmothers, and if I could have a magic wand, I would.
Well, maybe that's what this session is all about.
Okay.
Yes, so to get back in touch with their inner child,
mm-hmm.
I'm just writing it down, and to the wonder and awe and beauty that's around, and to take time to connect to each other.
Right.
Well, I think this is a beautiful...
I teach a bunch of 10-year-old little kids at 9 and 10 little-year-olds at church, about 10 of them, and they are so much fun, and you can just see the freedom that they have, and then they turn 12, and it's gone.
Yes, yes. And this is something that's so important in our busy lives, that we lose that sense of the joy and awe and wonder of life.
Yes.
And it's, you're quite right, it's something worth being passionate about, to help people come back to that.
Thank you.
Good. So I'm going to muscle check here, and Marianne needs to list anything more. No, you've got it. And all of these are primary, absolutely. Everything's important there. And you need a general muscle check, yes. A general muscle check means that we're checking your whole field of energy to make sure that, you know, to be able to change your resonance for this,
mm-hmm.
rather than a specific muscle check, which is maybe, you know, just some very, very tiny part of your energy field that we would be checking.
Mm-hmm.
So general muscle check is usually what comes up. So, Marianne, I'm going to have you say this sentence after me, and then I'm going to muscle check to see if you resonate with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that you won't resonate with it, because if you did, you would be doing this throughout the whole world. All right, but we just confirm that so that we can, after we do the modality, then your resonance will change.
Okay.
So you say, I help people.
I help people.
Get back in touch with their inner child.
Help people get back into with their inner child.
And see the wonder and awe.
And see the wonder and awe.
And beauty around them.
And beauty around them.
And take time to connect to each other.
And take time to connect with each other.
And I'm muscle checking that for resonance, and you're off for that, which means right now you do not resonate with this wonderful passion,
mm-hmm.
which could change the whole world. Good. Now we're going to identify what distances you from your inner nature, because your inner nature wants to support you in having this passion
mm-hmm.
to support life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we distance ourselves from our inner nature, that's what stops us from manifesting the things that we're most passionate about, the things we most love and want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, going to be an interesting question here for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you dislike about yourself physically? Your hair, your face, your body. What do you dislike about yourself physically?
What do I like? Probably my... Well, I need to lose weight. My physical body is too heavy.
All right. I dislike that my physical body...
I dislike that my physical body is too heavy.
And guess what? You resonate with that.
Yeah.
You're on for having a heavy body.
Surprise!
Yeah. So what we resonate with is what we create in our life and we manifest. So you're on for having a heavy body, and that's what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to take another little break right now, and we'll come back in a minute or so.
Okay.
Just stay online, and we'll be back very soon.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Marissa, are you ready yet? I know you can hear me. You are not missing school again. Marissa! You trying to be a nobody or something? Let's go! All right then. Hit it. I know you can hear this. Hey guys, move closer. Girl, I am not leaving.
Hey, whatever it takes, don't let your friends drop out. A real friend can make all the difference.
Cut that noise, yo! I'm coming!
Took you long enough. Thanks for the help, guys.
For more ways to help, go to OperationGraduation.com. A public service message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Here we are again, and Marianne, you're with us still?
Yes, I am.
Lovely. Okay. So now, how does this dislike of your physical body being too heavy, how does it make you feel?
Heavy.
You feel
slow. Just slow, hidden.
Slow? Sorry, I didn't catch that word.
Oh, hidden, kind of.
You're slow and hidden.
Yeah, I feel like I'm hiding in that.
Yeah. And let me just check to see if you need to say anything more. Okay. Mary Ann needs to list anything more. No. So the primary here is I feel slow and hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it doesn't exactly sound like the child full of wonder and bounce and rushing around, does it?
No.
Yes, so it's fascinating. The very thing you're most passionate about,
mm-hmm.
your dislike of your body is actually holding you back from being that too.
Yes.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
And this is a general muscle check, yes? So say, I feel slow and hidden.
I feel slow and hidden.
And you do resonate with that.
Okay.
Yep. Now, negative belief. What negative belief do you have concerning your heavy body?
So, that I'm not. I feel I'm not pretty.
I'm not pretty.
Yes.
And remember that a negative belief is a thought that you take to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And we often think of our beliefs as being actually true.
Mm-hmm.
Not
I'm not
all.
Pretty.
It's just a thought that we've taken to be true. And you need to list any other negative belief about yourself, no, about anybody else, no. A general muscle check, yes, so say, I'm not pretty.
I'm not pretty.
And you're resonating with that is an on response for the moment,
mm-hmm.
because at this time you resonate with taking I'm not pretty as a thought to be true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now, what do you need, what do you need to improve in order to feel good about yourself? So this is an interesting little question.
Mm.
What happens is when you can see when we have these negative thoughts and beliefs
mm-hmm.
that we then we're disconnected from our or distanced from our inner nature
mm-hmm.
and then we feel we've got to improve ourselves.
Right.
So what do you do or have you done to artificially try to improve yourself?
I think tried to be really serious.
Okay.
I try to be really serious, try to do something that would, quote, quote, make sense, do the acceptable thing.
Okay. All right. And that's interesting because inner nature does what it believes in, no matter whether it's acceptable or not.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just see. We need to list more. I'm muscle checking, yes. So, on the physical level,
mm-hmm.
what do you do to try and make yourself prettier?
Oh, gosh. I wear makeup. I do my hair. I try to buy pretty clothes. I exercise.
And with your hair, do you dye your hair?
Yes.
And what color do you dye your hair?
Well, it's kind of fading right now, but it's usually a light brown to dark blonde.
Yeah. Dye my hair dark blonde, we'll put.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you exercise. And you need to list anything else that you do to artificially try to improve on the, because you don't resonate with being pretty.
Well, I also wear makeup.
Yes, makeup I've got.
Clothing.
And clothing, so you're very keen on clothing?
I really enjoy color and fashion. Not high fashion, but interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting clothes.
So colorful and fashionable clothes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
And is that very important for you, wearing colorful and fashionable clothes?
Really colorful, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I love color. It just...
Yep. And you need to list anything more? No, it looks like we've got it.
Okay.
All right, so let's find out which now are the priorities from this list that you've mentioned.
Okay.
So we need to put here, I'm serious. No, I do the acceptable. No, I wear makeup. Yes, I'm going to circle that. I dye my hair dark blonde. Yes, circling that one. Exercise? No, because exercise is really good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not an artificial thing to do. It's something we really do need.
Mm-hmm.
And wearing colorful and fashionable clothes, both colorful and fashionable. All right. So now we're going to muscle check you to see what you resonate with. Say, hey, I wear makeup. You can say this now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you repeat that?
Yeah. And actually, I need to check. It's a general muscle check. This is a general muscle check.
Okay.
So you'll say, I wear makeup.
Okay, I wear makeup.
I dye my hair dark blonde.
I dye my hair dark blonde.
I wear colorful and fashionable clothes.
I wear colorful and fashionable clothes.
So as to feel better about myself.
To feel better about myself.
But I feel distanced from my inner nature.
But I feel distanced from my inner nature.
And you are on for that.
So
it's not that wearing colorful and fashionable clothes is wrong or dyeing your hair or wearing makeup, but when we do it to feel better about ourselves, then it's like it's an artificial way to feel better about ourselves, but the fact is we don't feel better about ourselves.
True.
Because you're still resonating with I'm not pretty and being slow and hidden and your physical body is too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like in spite of all these things you're doing, it hasn't changed. It's not the solution, is it?
Right.
No. All right, so the next thing we're going to go to is the fear of others' judgments. If you didn't wear makeup and dye your hair and wear colorful clothes, what do you imagine others would think about you?
I think that I would look very plain and that I would kind of disappear.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's exactly what came up on the negative feeling was I feel slow and hidden.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a big fear of how others judge us. We want to be accepted by other people. And I'm just going to check. It's generally other people. Yes, it's a particular person. No, it's generally other people. So we need to muscle check you now for the others think that you're plain and that they, if you disappear, then what's going to happen? I can just see what it's like. They're not going to see you, are they?
Right.
So, and they don't see me.
Mm-hmm.
You disappear.
I disappear.
So isn't that fascinating that you need to wear these colorful clothes so they really cannot miss you?
Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, what's amazing is I was very shy as a child.
Yes.
Still am.
Yes. 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 Well, it's wonderful because that really fits in with your passion, which is all about helping people to connect to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
helping
people to get in touch with that inner child of joy and wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it all fits together, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That what we're passionate about is also part of our own healing process.
Yes.
Yeah. So now we're going to go to self-doubt. Fear and self-doubt are what distance us from our inner nature. And I've got a list here, so I'm going to check which one you need. And Mary Ann needs 4. You need 5. And it's that you doubt you're capable of having loving, growing relationships with... Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And it's with men? No. With women? No. With your intimate partner? It is actually with your intimate partner.
Mm-hmm.
General muscle check. Say, I doubt...
I doubt...
That I'm capable of having...
That I'm capable of having...
Loving...
Loving...
Growing relationships...
Growing, loving relationships...
With my intimate partner.
With my intimate partner.
And you're on for doubting that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So again, it's all, as you connect to your inner nature and these doubts go, it changes how we relate.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a sense of anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, and the final question in this little section is judgment about others. What do you dislike about men? I'm checking here. Men, yes. Women, no. A particular person, no. Others in general, no. What do you dislike about men?
I think if I could say anything, it's their lack of, or not showing their emotions, not being very communicative.
So it's for not being communicative.
Yeah, not sharing.
Yeah, and so here we are again, back with your passion, which is to get people to communicate and connect with each other.
Right.
All fits together, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And you need to list anything more, yes, and also how they look physically.
No, I don't quite understand that.
Okay, what do you dislike about the way men look physically?
Well, I can't think of anything.
I was doing this repatting, and it came up that I disliked when men had big, fat bellies. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any logical sense.
Well,
is there anything that you don't like when you look at men? Is there anything that you don't, that kind of, ooh, I don't like that? You kind of find yourself judging.
You know what? When they're very closed.
When they're?
Closed.
Closed.
Closed. Their faces are closed.
Ah. So the face, what's the face look like when it's closed?
Just no expression.
Okay. So no expression.
And almost, I guess it's very sour.
Yes. And a sour.
Mm-hmm.
Sour look. All right. Terrific. And you need to list anything more? No, and we need to have both of these here, yes. Say, I distance myself.
I distance myself.
From my inner nature.
From my inner nature.
By judging men.
By judging men.
Not being communicative.
Not being communicative.
And having no expression on their faces.
And having no expression on their faces.
And having a sour look.
Having a sour look.
And you resonate with that.
Oh.
So every time we judge somebody, it's coming back on us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And actually, we could even muscle check. We were saying earlier in the introduction that when you judge somebody else, we can also check you for resonating with that same judgment on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just play, have fun with this one.
Okay.
Say, I judge myself.
I judge myself.
For not being communicative.
For not being communicative.
And having no expression on my face.
And having no expression on my face.
Having a sour look.
And having a sour look.
And guess what? You resonate with that, too.
Oh, hush.
Oh, dear. I judge myself.
Oy.
Yeah. All right. So now we're going to look at your five elements.
Okay.
And we're going to see which one you is what's called non-coherent, or which one is dissonant, and is also causing you to lose touch with your inner nature. And you need the non-coherent wood element, fire, earth, no, metal. You need metal. And I'm just going to get the number here. You've got 26 numbers, 1 through 10, no, 11 through 17, 18 through 21, 18, 19, 20, 21. Say, I have no sense of my own self-worth.
I have no sense of my own self-worth.
And you resonate with that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back after this little break, and you can stay on the air, and we'll be back very soon.
Thank you.
your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Manifest your personal and professional dream by honoring your true genius and magnificence. On DeMartini, Live and Inspired, host Dr. John F. DeMartini shares his enlightening perspectives, humorous observations of human nature, and practical action steps to live a truly inspired, purposeful, and fulfilling life. His scope of knowledge and experience is a culmination of 34 years of research and studies. Dr. DeMartini's trailblazing philosophy and revolutionary understanding is reshaping modern psychology and business and changing the lives of millions. Broadcasting each week as a special program on the Seventh Wave Network, DeMartini, Live and Inspired, transforms thought and stimulates action. Get ready to break through to live an amazing life.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
So, Marianne, here we are, and we don't have a lot of time, so let's just see if we need to go into the earlier experience at this time. We won't go into the earlier experience right now. We've got time at the end of the session. We can always go into that. And let's now go to the power of your five elements to support your reconnection to your inner nature. And the element that's going to help you the most is your wood element. No. And it's your fire element, yes. So it's interesting, the metal element is the one you came up with that is distancing you from your inner nature. And metal is always about low self-worth. Mm. It's about judgments. It's about feeling cut off and disconnected from people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the fire element that's going to really support you is all about heart and about connecting to the joy of life.
Okay.
So it's amazing that what you're most passionate about is really fire. You're wanting, and fire is about the child, playing and joyful and awed by the beauty of life and having connection with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So here is your five element, your fire element, saying, yes, this is exactly what you need. And you need 1 through 5 here, 6 through 8, 9. You need number 10. And general muscle check, yes. So Marianne, say, my actions are motivated.
My actions are motivated.
By my heart's knowing.
My heart's knowing.
That empowers my intuition.
That empowers my intuition.
And strengthens my integrity.
And strengthens my what?
Integrity.
Integrity.
And at the moment you're off for that. So it's really, your heart needs to lead the way.
Okay.
So that you'll be in touch with your intuition about what, that you'll just know what the next step is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that integrity is always wholeness,
mm-hmm.
that you stay whole within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, so let's now go to the next one. Any more of the elements? No. And we're going to now do the actions that you need. What do you need to do that supports you living from your inner nature so that you do what is most important for you in your life. What action do you need to take?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So what action? So you know that you want to help people get in touch with their child.
I just have this heaviness that I want to get rid of.
Yes.
And it seems like I'm...
Okay, so what action would support you in getting rid of your heaviness?
You know what? I'm really at a standstill.
Yeah, so let's just check here. So I can help you come up with some things here. No.
Okay.
I'm also checking. You know.
I know.
So what do you need to do that will get rid of your heaviness?
I think I want to be light and free.
Yes.
And I don't want to be the boss.
Yeah. So if you are light and free, what action would allow you to feel light and free?
Just not trying to control things.
Okay. So if you weren't controlling, so light and free, so you tend to control things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, so basically it's about being in the flow?
Yes.
Because when you're controlling, you're not in the flow.
No.
So,
no, absolutely not.
And so basically, the action that you want to take then is letting go of control.
And not feeling so responsible for everything and everybody.
Yes, okay, and being responsible and just being in the flow.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right. All right, so this is the action you need to take. Let go of control. When you go into control, just let go of it. You don't have to be responsible for everyone. You can be in the flow.
Okay.
They can take care of themselves. Yeah?
Yeah.
So see yourself doing that.
Okay.
In your mind's eye, see yourself letting go of your need to over-control and being responsible for everything.
Okay.
Everyone.
Okay.
And just see yourself being in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, say this, I persevere in what I most want to do.
I persevere in what I most want to do.
Following my passion.
Following my passion.
According to my inner nature.
According to my inner nature.
No matter what the outcomes are.
No matter what the outcomes are.
And at the moment, you're off for that. So we have actually run out of time, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is phone you up after the show is over.
Okay.
And we'll do a modality, and then we'll check to make sure that everything, all these resonance patterns changed on through.
You're very
okay?
sweet. Thank you.
And I have your number, so I'll be giving you a ring.
I'll be
all
waiting.
All right? So thank you so much for listening to our show. And please remember that you can certainly, you're welcome to ask questions. If you're too shy to call in for sessions, you can give me your issues, and I'll include them in. Give me feedback on what you like by getting in touch with livingintune@gmail.com. And remember, you can download the complete transcript and the repatterning of all your favorite shows at resonancerepatterning.net. And please, those of you who download the transcripts, you may only want to order 3 at a time, because if you order more than that, it can overload your computer. So just, you can order all 10. Many people are ordering 10, and then their computers are conking out. So order 3 at a time, and you'll get all the shows that you want. For those of you who want to study resonance repatterning, all the teacher schedules are on www.resonancerepatterning.net, and you can phone any teacher if you have any questions at all. And next week, we have, on June the 18th at 8 a.m., Phoenix time, that is, how does your heart reach the heart of another? Discover the true contribution one human being brings to another human being. Understand how to reach beyond appearances for inner connection. Find the gift that you are and give it to the world. Join us for a wonderful, wonderful repatterning, wonderful reaching the heart repatterning. So thank you so much for being with us, and enjoy a wonderful week getting in touch with your inner nature, the power and beauty of who you truly are. Be aware of the things you do that distance you from your inner nature, and enjoy a wonderful week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best,